Widgets While You Work. One of the biggest software companies in the world is moving from the back office to the user interface with a new strategy and a new leader. We talk Web 2.0 with SAP this week on IT Business Out Loud.
This podcast has been brought to you by IBM. Check out our IT Optimization to Meet Business Goals white paper and learn how new technologies can support innovative business strategies. Go to ibm.com/CIO.
Hi, this is IT Business Out Loud. I'm Shane Schick. SAP is known for creating the enterprise resource planning systems that run some of the world's largest companies. It's also known for producing products that are difficult to install, change, or retrofit. And for several years, it has been trying to improve its reputation among IT managers. Recently, SAP created a new division focused on the business user, which will bring together many of the front-end product lines SAP has recently acquired. These tools are intended to help SAP users take the enterprise data that resides in their ERP and display them through simple online widgets, like how many sales opportunities they have in the pipeline, or an update on this week's projects. It's also going to be the business unit responsible for managing SAP's relationship with Microsoft, with which is created a technology called Duet to relay ERP data through the Outlook email program. Doug Merritt, the head of this new SAP unit, gave an overview of the company's strategy at a recent customer event in Toronto. Afterwards, I asked him for more detail on why SAP users should be thinking about Web 2.0.
We started getting much more familiar with the different widget engines about 9 months ago. And started experimenting with what it takes to actually build a widget, you know, what the different features of the engines are, what it takes to build a widget, and how you begin to consume them within the enterprise. The NetWeaver team kicked off a whole compositing environment and collaborative portal initiative about a year ago, and we've been integrating the widgets work in with what NetWeaver's doing around the collaborative portal and compositing environment another mechanism, as an addendum, I guess, to the framework they're putting in place across knowledge management, content management, role management, which is part of the now SOA-enabled desegregated collaborative portal, and the integration of wikis, blogs, and social networking as part of that collaborative portal. So widgets is intended to be one of the other core elements of the collaborative portal rollout.
So how much of kind of introducing those as a component of NetWeaver, how much of an education do you have to do to customers that may not even be aware of what widgets are out there and what the capabilities are?
I think there'll be a bit. I think it depends. I'm shocked at the volume of widgets and widget usage that I've seen, especially on Yahoo, as you know, probably the oldest and most established. And I think the interesting part of all these technologies is they all have specific... They all have likely specific use cases. Right? There's a time I'd likely use a widget that would be different than a Duet scenario. Mm-hmm. That'd be different than a blog.
Okay.
And I think what people will really have to come up to the social knowledge, the usage knowledge that will evolve over the next 4, 5, 6 years, is when do I turn to which tool? Mm-hmm. That we're all getting familiar at once through the consumer interaction with tagging and virtual worlds and social networking and widgets. Yeah. And I think just getting, much like with email, getting familiar with, yep, this is a good use of this capability or technology now. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a component of that which is understanding how to optimize the technology. There's certainly a component of it of integrating in with the core technology within organizations so it's manageable.
Right. You have to sort of prioritize, you know, where you want to invest your resources. And if people are getting used to accessing SAP type information through something like Duet and through kind of their email, how do you sort of see the concept of these widgets evolving? Because eventually you might see more and more of that functionality through your Outlook, more so than you do having little things on your desktop.
I think that there are, as I was saying, there's kind of logical use cases for both of them. The Outlook, the Duet orientation is much more of an Outlook, Excel, Word, PowerPoint type integration. Mm-hmm. And twisting, just like there are transactional screens that probably don't make sense in Duet, because it would really be cluttering or hurting the user experience of your email or your Word doc. There are widget scenarios that probably don't make a ton of sense within Duet. And it's probably more the flow that we tend to look at within Duet is heavy email office productivity interaction. So I see something in email and I want to take immediate action. And what I think we're seeing with widgets is more immediate eventing and notification for more discrete items.
Right.
That draw attention to something that then I might turn to Duet for further exploration, or I might turn to search, or I might turn to some of our core applications. Mm-hmm. And again, how I manage the design time of all these different components, how we manage the consumption and finding of these, and how we invoke in runtime is all part of the work that NetWeaver is going through as well,
right.
Which could help direct people for when they might want to use something and when not. And how these tie together a little bit more effectively.
That was Doug Merritt, head of SAP's new business user group, who was speaking in Toronto. That's what it sounded like this week on IT Business Out Loud. I'm Shane Schick. Thanks for listening.